God is awesome. In Thailand, it was, you thank you for your prayers. It made all the difference. It was a Sunday, like, it was a week like no other week we've ever had in Thailand. And I didn't want to go because I wanted to be here for Pentecost Sunday. And I heard we had a party. It was good. God spoke and healed me. Was it good?
Yeah.
Well, this month of July is power month. Then we go June, power month, into July, all the way up to July 4th. Then we go into love inside of our relationship with Christ, inside of all relationships on the earth. That's where love and marriage and much more is going to be about, because we're going to ask people to share from their journey in marriage, their journey in divorce, their journey in widowhood, their journey in singleness, their journey in... there's something God is so intentional, is that he is causing Jesus Christ to become all-sufficient for all of us in every situation. And when that hits, the truth of that begins to take root in our life. We become rooted and grounded in love. We begin to comprehend together the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God. And once that starts happening, the fullness of God starts coming. And it's just the way it was declared in Ephesians 3. It's the way Paul had it, was led to pray, and it's still, it's moving intention. He's moving intentionally to do that. So wherever, ever you are lost, or felt you've been stolen from, or shut down, or undone, get ready to be recovered. Get ready to be redeemed, to be defended and delivered. Why? Because Jesus is washing his bride with the water of his word. The Spirit of God is coming to make Jesus known. And we're going to do it. We're going to have an explosive Sunday, an expressive Sunday next Sunday, just to keep the movement. The reason we're getting all the ministries activated and functioning as much as we can, for lots of reasons. One, we're soon going to need everybody. Be all hands on deck, just because we won't have enough hands to get touch all the people coming, because all the people are going to hear about the famous Jesus and all that he is and all that he's doing, the signs and wonders the Father's doing, the Spirit of God falling. And so we're kind of like the Tin Man, you know, got stuck out in the rain, but we're getting oiled up. Holy Spirit's going to loosen us up again, and we're going to get back in to get our chops and our stuff. Yeah, we start prophesying the testimony of Jesus. You're going to prophesy to your toaster like you used to. In the name of Jesus, I command brown bread, not black bread. No more burnt toast. I call you forth into the life that God, you know. I mean, I did that. I was prophesy to your gas tank. In the name of Jesus, you're going to stay filled enough until I get to my gas station. Right? It's just, he's coming. He's just coming. He's just coming. You might as well tell your neighbor he's coming. He's here. He's coming. He's going to be revealed in his fullness. He's going to take over everything. So being in Thailand, the Lord began to give, I had some prayer time, which was very helpful, because he could process or articulate, give language for the things that are happening and help me see where he's headed. And the meetings were phenomenal in that the Holy Spirit was doing all the work. I felt like, well, I don't have to do anything. Sometimes you pull on people where they are already present in God to act, to see if they can stir up. And then if they stir up, faith rises and something gets happening. And that's a very, very viable thing. That's like what Jesus probably did in Nazareth, you know, trying to get some faith so he could heal a few people. But then there's other times when when the Holy Spirit's doing the work, and he's activating the faith, and people are responding without being coached where to go or what to expect. They just start rising in expectancy. By the Saturday, we started laying hands on people, and there was Pastor Pumonet and Randy and myself. Randy, you know, wonderful Randy Nelson, full of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Pumonet is like a monster when he gets filled with the Holy Spirit. He's just like if you're not going to get the Holy Spirit, you are going to get the Holy Spirit. It isn't a question. You know, and he'll slug you in the belly if you need to. And you'll get the Holy Spirit, like a Smith Wigglesworth thing. By that night, Saturday night, the people had been so activated, they were all over the floor. Everybody's laughing, everybody's crying, everybody's just spinning. And then the Sunday night, or Saturday night, then the praise erupted. And it's called Praise Church. So it's not like it's a church that doesn't praise. They have really great, enthusiastic, genuine, heartfelt, demonstrative praise, like us, but even maybe more than us at times. But this night, it was like James, the worship leader, just starts cutting loose. He just starts telling people, sing this, and we're going to sing that, and follow me. And he took them on la-la songs, and it was just, you know, he would say this, and they would do, and they're just dancing, and it's like, whoa. That night, Spirit of God just started to rest in sections and touching lives, healing, opening doors. At one time, I saw the Holy Spirit just opening doors. See, what I was teaching everybody was that the Holy Spirit came to make Jesus famous. That he's here to glorify Christ. And if you glorify Christ, he comes alongside you and empowers you to do the job he's called to do. He's confident, he's assured, he's not like us. He knows Jesus is one, and the victory is ours. So he kicks in as soon as we start kicking in. And the name of Jesus is how the transactions happen. So in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus said, you will ask the Father in my name, and he will send the Holy Spirit. And the more of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the substance of the answer to every prayer. Because if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Holy Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So if you're asking for bread, here comes Holy Spirit. If you're asking for help, here comes Holy Spirit. Because he is the means to bring from the riches of glory, the strength, the might, whatever we need, to impart it into our inner man so it can find a way of expression in our outer life. He's just big. So when the council shut down the message, the apostles, from declaring and teaching in the name of Jesus, Acts chapter 5:4, and they went back to the group to pray, they didn't pray, God, stop the persecution. They said, increase the sound. Yes. That's why Wednesday is going to be, for us, an unlocking of our voice. Again, that's why the prophetic ministry team is becoming, at the moment, is a paramount or forerunner, because it's the testimony of Jesus that releases the spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of prophecy that gets you living into the future, not the past. And I see for all of us that activation. It's just gonna happen. Do you quit, try, run away? These are coming the days that you run from God and he outruns you. We have been in the days when you run from God, he lets you run. It's an important time when you let people run, because he isn't a control freak like we are. But there are days when he overcomes and overruns and overwhelms and overtakes. And he does it in the house and out of the house. He calls the prodigals home, and he calls the elder brothers to wake up and have a party. He's just a good, good, good father. And I don't know about you, but I'm in the front of the line. More, more, more. I'm sorry. Your laughter is contagious. I'm getting it. It's coming up and over. Now I lost where I was. I was in Thailand, yes. No, it's not jet lag. It's it's something. But no, jet lag's been pretty good. Thank you, Jesus. So that night, there's explosive praise. There's activation. I'm calling out things. People on that come forward. They rush forward to the altar just because they felt they needed to, that was close proximity. They wanted to get close to what was happening. And they got it, and they came alive, and Sunday just kept going. And it was really powerful. But it was because God has started the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the history of the world.
Amen.
It has begun. It has begun, and we are a part of that prayer assignment to receive, every one of us, the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the history of the world. And once I said that, and I remember exactly when it came out of my mouth publicly, you can't retreat. Well, you could, but why? Because that's prophecy. See, prophecy is to get you beyond where you are into where you're supposed to be. It's where you command yourself forward with the decree of God's word, declaring it out loud. It's where that shift takes place from the place that we've been, you know, captured in. So the prodigals come alive, the elder brothers come alive, the saved get saved, and the lost get found.
Yeah.
We need his help. Is there anybody here that thinks if you just were given a little more time and a little more money, you could actually do God's job for him? I mean, we like the time and the money, but could we actually do a better job than we're doing? No. All of us that are old are getting older. All of us that are young are getting older. And the disconnect is one thing, the Holy Spirit coming to make Jesus famous, to command his witness, to reveal his name. So the name of Jesus is incredibly important because I just got it back. Thank you, Lord. It's what they were told. The apostles were told by the Sanhedrin, don't teach or speak in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus carries the substance of redemption, the fullness of redemption, the completeness of redemption, healing, salvation, deliverance, the name of Jesus. So they go back and they don't say, Lord, please keep the persecution down. They say, raise the volume, raise the volume. Give us more boldness. And they say, give us boldness in, or the Bible will normally say by, but it's more often the word is in stretching forth your hand to heal. And signs and wonders being done in the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Just step in, Dad, and manifest. And once you start doing that, we'll get bold.
Yes.
We do. And boldness will overtake our timidity. And so they prayed. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled shook. All the circumstances of life shook. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So we can go back to the center, which is every move of God, every expression of God, every breakthrough of God, every answered prayer is more Holy Spirit coming to complete what Jesus has accomplished. He's the force, not the Star Wars force. He's far bigger than the force. He has no evil force tackling him. He's oblivious to hell. Huh. Woo shakala baba. So praise you, Jesus. I'm just, oh, Lord. I see the Holy Spirit coming to reveal Jesus to us so that we can step into the Father's full blessing for our life for this day. Wherever we are, whatever we're facing, whatever we're stressed over, where you could simply say, Dad or Father, I'm being contended over. I need you to come here. And he's going to send the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus Christ. It may happen instantaneously. It may start as a process, but it will grow. It will continue to grow because without the Holy Spirit, there can be no real demonstration of the kingdom, of Jesus, of the power, because we then have to try to originate it, which then means we get stuck in other thoughts and other efforts and wisdom. So turn with me to Galatians, just real quick, for the Father's blessing. Then I want to just declare three times Jesus was declared a beloved son. And all three are for us to experience ourselves. Galatians chapter 3. Praise you, Jesus. I just need to praise Jesus for a moment. I just feel the desire. Jesus, you're everything. There's nothing beyond you. There's nothing beside you. There's no other need that I have that is not met in you. You are everything. We worship you. You so willingly went to the cross. You so willingly became a sin for us. You so willingly gave yourself, endured even the hostility of sinners against yourself. Why? Because of the joy set before you, because of us that we were going to be brought in. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, may I see you and not be seeing darkly through the truth. I want to see clearly. Open my eyes to see the living Jesus Christ, resurrected, glorified, victorious, healer, deliverer, redeemer of planet Earth, of Hollywood, of San Diego, of every realm of the earth, as you pour out the power of God to witness Jesus Christ to the world, will the world come back alive? And the places the world said, we don't want you, no entry, no come in, you are blasting your way into breakthroughs. We decree it. We see it. We feel it. We know it. We can't do it without you. But we just go back again. It's all about you, Jesus. The name of Jesus stops being spoken over our lips, then soon the power of Jesus stops being felt in our lives. We make peace with pacts and willingness to try to calm down, and soon we have so calm that we can't wake up. But you are good. You are good. You're going to send rain. The church is going to come into super bloom. More fruit, more flowers, more life, more beauty than ever before. Not from us originating, but from us saturating. Ha ha! Being saturated in the Holy Spirit. Not, oh, she saturated. Just like you did to the earth here in Southern California, and how everything has come alive. And there's more flowers than there've ever been. There's more. Yes, Jesus, let it be. We just say, you are the one. You are. We are. Woo, we praise you. You're my everything. You're my everything. You taught us. We surrender to you in everything. We depend upon you for everything. And now we have expectation of you in everything. You're on the move. We have hope in the glory of God. Help us now, Lord, as we step into these moments, that you would just override the places of defeat and discouragement and where we've been closed off to the liberator. You said when you came to your church, you said, I am, or your synagogue, you said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me because I'm here to make a prison break. I'm here to deliver people that can't see anymore. I'm going to give them eyes. And I'm here to heal the bruised, broken, mutilated hearts. You came in with, here I am, freedom. Here I am, freedom. Here I am, freedom. And they couldn't hear you because they knew you too well from the old. May we be free right now. I want you to put your hand on your head and say, God, give me the gift of Manessa. Help me to forget my toil, my labor, and my father's house. Let me forget the journey I've been through this far. Give me Joseph's firstborn. Hashikobokoba. Give me the gift of forgetfulness. Every thought of the past, get out of my mind. Every experience of defeat, no longer be the preparation for the next season. Shando. Forgive, heal, heal, heal. Let it go. Release, let go. Ooh, she. I had a fun thing with the praise church. By Sunday morning, he called it the church of his praise. He was really affectionate. And so I'm getting up and I'm telling everybody about this. Jesus is so loves you, and he calls you the church of his praise. I know we're called praise church, but he calls you the church of praise. And then we talk about the Holy Spirit. I said, you know why the fire came down, lands on everybody? We always think of that fire on, we play like this. It's because you got to, our first offering has got to be our brain. Our thinking, our reasoning, our issues, our storyline. And we just have to go putting all things out, forgetting all things, forgetting those things which are behind. We reach forward to the things ahead. Because when Manasseh gets born, and we name Manasseh, he named his son Manasseh, forgetfulness. And he says, for God has caused me to forget my toil, my labor, and my father's house. You have to forget. Then he says, the next son is Ephraim. And Ephraim was called fruitful because he said, God has made me fruitful in a strange land of my affliction. You know where God's going to make us most prosperous? Where we've been the worst off. Wherever we have been mutilated or taken advantage of or abused or hurt, that's where God's going to become most fruitful. That's where we're going to blossom. Why not? Why wouldn't he? Right? He's not looking for candidates that look like Christ so that he can preach Christ better. He's looking for people that look so far away from Christ that he can reveal Christ in them, and everybody knows that's for sure not you. Right? That's not you. That, I know you. That's not you. So forgetfulness, let go of the family. I remember you. Joseph is your dad. You play with my kids. Now you're coming in. I heard you went up and got at one of those baptisms they're doing in Jordan. And then you got up on a mountain. You had an encounter. Yeah. Sure. And you're healing some people. But you're too familiar to me. I can't go into that future. And Jesus is gone. That's why he teaches us so much. So here we go. Galatians, did I say? Galatians 3. I can't find Galatians. Don't say jet lag. Don't say jet lag. Just forget it. Let's stand together. Let's stand together. God's here. Let's stand together. Stand together. Stand together. God's here. Holy Spirit's here. Jesus was called the beloved Son at his baptism, the beginning of his life ministry, sanctification, separation. He began, you are my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Heaven opened. Holy Spirit came. Voice of God was heard. Always present, an open heaven, Holy Spirit coming, God speaking. Next time he was declared, this was on the Mount of Transfiguration, in preparation for his sacrifice, his offering. He's transfigured in the presence of the Peter, John, and Paul. It's really the summer of love, right? He's transfigured, and they're seeing this glorified Christ before he's glorified. He's in prophetic utterance. He's speaking, but he's talking to Elijah and Moses about his departure. And then the glory, the exceeding glory of God, the presence comes and overwhelms everybody. And Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. And that's where we are learning to hear him, to learn not to listen to what we're going, not to let the life talk to us, but Jesus talk to us. And then the third place is in a resurrection. And the Father looks from the abyss and sees this mutilated, this offering of sin and this wrath having been extinguished upon him. And that the sacrifice is sufficient and it is impossible for death to hold him. And he looks to his son and he said, you are my beloved son. This day I have begotten you. And calls him up out of the death into a resurrected identity. And that's where we're at. We're at that stage of the game that God is calling us out of death into resurrected identity. The reason you have to have scars is to prove that you were dead. Because the fruit of the life will be so much greater than what would appear to have been the separation that circumstances had done. So, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit right now, and I want to obey. I want to give you place. You just want to set us a time of refreshing. You want to renew us and our sonship, identity. You want to dismantle the places of being breached. Ooh. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, can we have music? Turn the air conditioning on. Come on, just receive, receive. Go ahead, receive, receive. He's coming. He's coming for each of us. The name of the Lord to be made famous in our life. The name of the Lord to be made famous in our life. Where we are, what we're doing. He knows the journey. He knows the place you're at. He knows what you need. Yes, yes, he's coming. He's coming. He's here. Making himself famous. Ooh, Jesus. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. If you want, you can come up front. If you're feeling that there's, I just feel there's a proximity moment. There is an increasing calling to the sound. Woo. Woo. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, today's a great day to be filled. If you're looking for that place of the Father's touch, his embrace, today's the day. It's a great day. This is a good day. The Spirit of the Lord is coming right on the side of the aisle, right over here. He's coming right over here. He's resting upon his sons and daughters. He's resting, renewing. There's a time of refreshing coming all over here, all over here. Whoa! Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. A freshness, a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Whoa, all over, all over, all over, all over, all over. Whoa. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb. They're coming up. Whoa. And the Lord is granting champion mantles on this side. Whoa. It's not that it can't be on both sides, but I see war has been over this community. And the Lord says, the time of warfare has ended. The time of warfare has ended. It's time of breakthrough and completion and victory and triumph is coming now. Whoa! Great recompense, great recompense, great recompense. He's coming with vengeance and recompense. He's coming to save. Whoa! Isaiah 35 is like exploding in my mind. And the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert will blossom and rejoice as a rose. It will rejoice abundantly, and the glory of God will be given to it, the glory of Lebanon, the excellence of Carmel and Hebron. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. And here he comes, he says, strengthen the weak hands. So right now, put your hands out. There's a Holy Spirit strengthening coming to our hands, to what we've been given to do, to the task at hand, to what we're required, even the things we don't want to be doing. Here comes the strength of God. Strengthened with might through the Spirit of God in the inner man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. More, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be strengthened with might. In the name of Jesus, be refreshed in the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, break free from the warfare over the mind and emotions. In the name of Jesus. Whoa. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. If you can't, put your hands on your knees. Whoa! Lord, anoint our knees again. To bend in prayer, to bend in, to move mobility and freedom. Fresh anointing to pray. There's a fresh anointing. A fresh, fresh anointing to pray. For this cause, Paul said, I bend my knee. For this cause, I bend my knee. There's a new cause.
There's a new calling. There's a new activation. Just like Elijah, when he made the prophetic statement, there's rain coming. Then he went praying while Ahab went eating. Oh, there's a coming storm of God. Glory storm. Just listen. All the storylines of prayer go by. They forget. Let them go. It's a new day to pray, a new season. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, behold, your God is coming. He will come with vengeance. He will come with recompense. He will come and save you. He will come with vengeance. He will come with recompense, and he will save you. And then the eyes of the blind open, and the ears of the deaf begin to hear. And then the tongue of the dumb begin to sing, and the lame begin to leap as deer.